The old you would cry. The old you would cave in. The old you would give it up. But the new you says, bring it on, because I've got a glimpse of what's ahead of me. I've got a glimpse of the new.
Hello, and welcome to the God Wants Me Whole, the Gathering of Hearts podcast, right here on the Hope Line Media podcast channel. I am Regina Banks, your GPS to wholeness, aka the Heart Gatherer. And on this week's episode, 2023 requires a new mindset. Yes, 2023 requires a new mindset. By now, you've done your New Year's resolution. You may have made it through the month of January, halfway through February, and normally things go back to normal. But this year, we're doing something different. If you want to see the manifestations of God, if you want to see your prayers answered, you've got to do something different this year, and you've got to change the way you think. So 2023 requires a new mindset. Isaiah 43:18 and 19, and I'm reading it out of the God's Word translation. It says this. It says, forget what happened in the past and do not dwell on events from long ago. I am going to do something new. It is already happening. Don't you recognize it? I will clear a way in the desert. I will make rivers on dry land. And here we know God was speaking to the children of Israel about doing something new. Don't stay stuck where you are. Stay focused, because I'm doing something new. The Good News translation says it like this. But the Lord says, do not cling to events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. Watch for the new thing I am going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there. So something you've been praying for is about to show up suddenly. But with this answered prayer, you will have to enter new things. That means you're going to have a new mindset. You may have to go to a new territory. You may have to get involved in new relationships, new friendships. It may mean a new job, a new church, a new home. You know, Ty Tribbett has this hit that's out right now, Everything New. And I love that song. It's like my mantra. It's like my theme song right now, Everything New, because I want to keep that in my ear gate that I remember to stay focused on the new. Do not revert back to the old Regina, but stay focused and walk into the new Regina that God is calling forth. And that's what I'm saying to you too, Heartbeat Nation. You've got to look at the new. You cannot keep rehearsing the old. Now, some of you may feel what's going on. You sense that there is a change taking place, and you've also seen it. God has shown some of it to you in the spirit. However, everything around you looks different than what God showed you. Just pause and stay there. Stick with what he told you and what he showed you. Don't look at the chaos around you. Don't look at all the hell that's breaking loose around you. That would be reverting back to the old. The old you would cry. The old you would cave in. The old you would give it up. But the new you says, bring it on, because I've got a glimpse of what's ahead of me. I've got a glimpse of the new. See, I used to be afraid of the unknown, but not now. I've got a new mindset. God has already gone before me. He's already paved the way. So I'm going to just pause and rest in his word and see the next level of the bigger and the better that requires a new mindset, a new level of trust, and a new level of faith. See, faith is indispensable. It's absolutely, positively necessary. 2023 requires a new mindset. Eyes must remain on Jesus. Many like me are in an awkward position. that Elder Carolyn calls the center of the storm. But there's safety in the center because that's where Jesus is. So stay in the center, stay close to Jesus, because the shift has happened. You know, last year was a year of transition and repositioning, but it's happening. The storm is going to run out of breath, but all the water the storm has brought will bring the streams that God promised that will be there from the road that he's made through the wilderness. So 2023 requires a new mindset. You've got to see it differently. You got to, you know, raise your voice. You got to clap your hands. You got to celebrate. Celebrate the pruning. Celebrate the molding. Celebrate the crushing. Celebrate the rain, because God is doing a new thing. Everything new. Hey, listen, that's the episode for this week, but make sure you join me, because we're going to keep going in this for the month of March, going and talking about 2023 requires a new mindset. Hey, listen, if you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel already, you want to do so, because there you can see all of the daily dosages that I do on Facebook Live Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Follow me on social media platforms, God Wants Me Whole. Visit the website, GodWantsMeWhole.org. You know how we do this thing. Come on, let's say it together. Say, God wants me whole, and I am getting whole by the minute. Again, I'm Regina Banks, your GPS to wholeness, aka the Hearts Gatherer. I love you guys a bunch. Go out there and have a speckwell amazing day. Look out for falling blessings, because they are falling all around you. And don't forget to come back and listen to the Hope Live Media podcast channel, where you can get inspired every time you listen. See you next week.